A man has been convicted of trying to smuggle a pipe bomb onto a flight from Manchester to Italy. Nadim Mohammed, who's 43 and from Bury, was found with the device in his hand luggage. The BBC's Dan Whitworth says airport security stopped Mohammed, but initially believed the bomb wasn't viable.
He wasn't arrested and he was allowed to leave the airport. Now, a week later, he actually returned to the airport, managed to catch a flight to Italy. Now, it wasn't until 3 days after that that an explosives expert actually identified this device. Now, on the type of plane that Nadim Mohammed was trying to board, you can carry up to 200 passengers and crew. So you can imagine the impact if a pipe bomb went off in the tight confines of such a plane.
One of the main contenders for tonight's 400 metres final has been withdrawn amid an outbreak of a sickness bug at the World Athletics Championships in London. Botswana's Isaac Makwala also missed last night's 200 metres heats. Around 30 people at a team hotel have been affected by gastroenteritis. Two of those cases have been confirmed as neurovirus. Dr. Deborah Turbitt from Public Health England says the Tower Hotel are doing all they can to stop it spreading.
They're doing additional cleaning, and they've established a separate floor for people who've been ill to stay on, so they're away from other people. So it's really proper infection control procedures, as we would do in any outbreak.
Army bomb disposal experts have been called to the Belgian capital after a man told police there were explosives in his car. Officers had opened fire on the vehicle, which had been involved in a high-speed chase in the Molenbeek area of Brussels. Hundreds of people are being told not to leave nearby shops as a precaution. Reservists from 22 Midlands Field Hospital are touring a few of Shropshire's hospitals this week to raise awareness and attract new recruits. They're using beds and equipment they would use to treat battlefield casualties on the front line. WO2 Andy Jackson has experience working in an NHS hospital and in a tent during the first days of the Iraq War.
As long as you use the same standards of care, the same standards of equipment care and cleanliness as best you can, I think it's quite an easy transition.
The security forces in Yemen say four soldiers were killed when suspected al-Qaeda militants tried to storm an army camp. The assault on the base in the southern province of Abyan involved gunmen and a suicide bomber. A security source said the attack was stopped and that six militants were killed. Government troops, backed by forces from the United Arab Emirates and the US, recently launched an offensive against al-Qaeda elements in the region. People who've hacked into the computer systems of the US television network HBO have demanded millions of dollars in ransom. They're threatening to release a huge trove of stolen data, including a script and video summary of next week's episode of Game of Thrones. That's the latest. I'm Molly Perella.
This is Forces Radio. This is BFBS.
time for a breakdown.
Never gonna get it, 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 never gonna get it.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Never gonna get it, 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 never get it.
My loving, that's such a good song, isn't it? Absolutely love that. Hello then, how are you? It is Tuesday, the 8th of August. Now make the most of it because you've only got me today, and then Tim Humphrey's looking after the programme because you're going to be hearing from me just a little bit earlier tomorrow.
Come on, skinny love, just last the year. Over a little soul, we were never here. My, 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 my. Staring at the sink of blood and crushed veneer.
Skinny Love. That reminds me, actually, that my son said the other day that he'd like to start learning how to play the piano. I'm thinking, oh, God, you know, at the moment, he practices the saxophone, takes after his mum. I used to play the saxophone at school, have not picked that up for a very long time. And then he says, yeah, I'd like to start learning how to play the piano. I'm like, how much more money is this going to cost us? How much are pianos these days? They're quite a lot of money, aren't they? Yeah, hopefully when he gets a little bit older, he'll be able to join the cadets, because I'd be really up for him to join that. And maybe you're in the cadet unit. I know, a little bit of a tenuous link there. But maybe you work in a cadet unit at the moment. Maybe you are in a cadet unit. And if you are, then please get capturing what you do best. Some of your life hacks, some of your skills that you get up to, particularly over the summer holidays, particularly if it is putting up tents and things like that. Actually, the modern tents are really easy to put up now. You just go ping and they're there, aren't they? But if you still got the ones where you need to put all the poles in position, then that would be great. That would make a great video. Send them in to us by the 1st of September, because you could win yourself £500 worth of kit thanks to Cadet Kit Shop by joining the BFBS Cadet Takeover. Find out all the details on forces.net, and then in the search engine, just go for Cadet Takeover. Better luck!
They say we're young and we don't know, won't find out until we grow.
Well, I don't know, baby, if that's true, 'cause you got me, baby, I got you.
Baby, I got you, baby. Say our love won't pay the rent before it's earned. Our money's always spent.
I guess that's so we don't have a lot, but at least I'm sure of all the things we got.
Baby, I got you, babe. I got you, babe.
I got flowers.
Checking out some techno notice with Adam Powney in just a bit. And also, of course, we will have your record of the week in this hour from somebody a little bit different this week. Chrissy Hynde there and UB40 with I've Got You, Babe on BFBS. Prince next, then Raspberry Parade.
Times that he didn't like me. This is Adam for Forces Radio BFBS. Great British Bake Off contestant Ian Cumming rose to fame in 2015 and has now turned his hand to eco-friendly bakes, all to save our homes energy and money.
Using your smart meter to tell you exactly, you know, how much energy, how much pounds and pence you're using, we want you to devise some recipes that are low energy. Very quickly, you kind of realise that, yeah, unfortunately, a 4 kilowatt oven uses a lot of energy. So it's like, right, okay, don't use the oven. What can we use instead?
Google has pledged to continue developing advanced programs using machine learning to combat the rise of extremist content. This is all after it found that it was both faster and more accurate than humans in scrubbing illicit content from YouTube. And in the coming weeks, Google will be enforcing tougher standards on videos that could be deemed offensive but are not illegal. On the topic of artificial intelligence, Facebook has had some trouble with their recent trial. Facebook shuts down controversial chatbot experiment after AIs developed their own language to talk to each other. The bots were attempting to imitate human speech when they developed their own machine language spontaneously, at which point Facebook decided to shut them down. And finally, staying on the internet, Russia and China tighten restrictions on the internet. Moscow and Beijing are tightening their control over citizen use of the internet by prohibiting the use of privacy technologies. In Russia and China, the anonymous and secret use of the internet is often used as a safe means of communicating criticism of the authoritarian regimes. And the concept of cyber sovereignty has been stressed, in which their governments could control and monitor everything that their citizens had access to. I'm Adam Powney for Forces Radio, BFBS.
Techno Notice. Forces Radio. This is BFBS.
Forces Radio.
BFBS.
Who's the largest employer of musicians in the UK? Here's a clue. A career with the Corps of Army Music can offer full-time employment as a professional musician within the British Army. We offer a pensionable career with the chance to perform at great venues and events worldwide. With specialised symphonic, brass, contemporary and traditional military bands, we offer something for every genre of musician. And Army Music is also now offering you the chance to qualify for a taxable reward of up to £10,000 when you join. For more information, search online for the Band of the Queen's Division, or visit us at our Facebook page.
Well, I wasn't really sure I'd belong in the army. Just thought they expected guys to be super strong. And before I joined, every press-up felt like 10. So on the second day, one of the lads offered to do some jobs for me for a few evenings, so I can get some extra sessions in the gym. Yeah, so 10 years on, I'm our regiment's boxing champion, and that was all thanks to Jonesy. He didn't do much, but it meant a lot.
This is belonging. Find where you belong. Search Army Jobs. Army. Be the best.
Wherever you are in the Forces world,
we're there with you.
With you. We are
Forces Radio, BFBS.
Killers, all these things that I've done on Forces Radio BFBS. If you want to find me on Twitter, by the way, at Producer Nikki, how are you coping with the school holidays then? So I was very excited. I know people go, oh, but actually, I was quite excited to get my children back, to be honest, at the weekend, because they were away last week at PGL. And some people that haven't got children go, what does PGL stand for? Well, it's actually named after the guy that invented this sort of summer camp thing. I think his name was Peter originally. But the kids have renamed it Parents Get Lost, which is basically what they do for a whole week. And they do a whole stack of activities, which is great. It's just, you know, they do archery, quad biking. In fact, I phoned my son up one night and he said, yeah, it was so great. I nearly flung over the handlebars. Yeah, I'm sure it was great. Anyway, it was right down on the south coast, so it was a bit of a trek to get there. Taking us ages. I think the whole world is on holiday at the moment, which is good. It's good. It's what you're supposed to do, isn't it, at this time of the year. If you are a little bit stuck, there are some play schemes that are flying around. There's one in Gibraltar, of course, which, you know, if you need a little bit of help with that, then check it out. BFBS has all the details, of course. Other things that are going on in Gibraltar is GADS Flag Day, and that's the Alzheimer's and Dementia Society. This Friday, the 11th of August, volunteers would be greatly appreciated for this day. If you can contact them on Alzheimer's and Dementia Society on Facebook, give them a call on 56001422. Also, Thursday, a little bit before that, on the 10th of August, how am I going to live without you? Is that Michael Bolton? Is that what he sings? I can't even remember, to be honest. But he is performing live at Puerto Morano Golf Club in Marbella. And two tickets to be given away on BFBS. Get your name in the draw. Sounds fabulous. What does he sing now? How am I gonna live without you? Oh, I don't know. Let's stop that right now.
Cut me up like a knife and I feel it.
Just be careful, na-na. Love ain't simple, na-na. Promise me no promises. Oh, na-na. Just be careful, na-na. Love ain't simple, na-na. Promise me no promises.
World.
Soldiers from the 3rd Battalion Princess of Wales Royal Regiment are currently in Michigan in the USA as they take part in Exercise Northern Strike. And joining me now is 3PWRR Commanding Officer, Lieutenant Colonel Andy Betts.
Exercise Northern Strike is a major exercise over in Michigan in the United States. It's a joint coalition exercise, about 6,000 troops on the ground, mainly from the US National Guard, but also from the US Marine Corps. And so our role is to provide a company group which sits under one of the US National Guard battalion headquarters, working alongside also a Danish company and elements from Latvia and Poland, and working to a brigade combat team under a joint scenario here in Michigan.
Now, you're there for 2 weeks, so what have you been up to and what are you going to be going to do?
The two-week exercise really has got three main themes. Firstly, is to focus in on the basics of infantry soldiering. So from my perspective, to shoot, move, communicate, and to lead. And so for the last 2 weeks, we've been starting at section level and concentrating the soldiers on their basic infantry skills at section, and then building up through platoon, and then up to, we'll finish off with a live fire company attack, which will be supported by helicopters, AH, and air in a multi-coalition live fire scenario.
So what would you say the importance is of taking part in an exercise like Exercise Northern Strike?
Well, for my battalion, it's a fantastic opportunity to come abroad, so an expeditionary nature of the exercise, work alongside our US partners, and across the board we've been able to integrate into the US National Guard, whether it's the rifle company itself working underneath a battalion headquarters, opportunities to work with the US Marine Corps, right through to our medics working underneath a US medical squadron, our chefs working in their cookhouse. So across the board, we've been able to practice interoperating between ourselves. And then, of course, it's just the fantastic training opportunities that are out here, the air, the aviation support. It's been a fantastic opportunity.
I'm Natasha Renault in Aldershot for BFBS.
Trick me. guess I never showed you what you mean to me. When you're standing by my side, I feel so free. Is this the first time, or does everybody know? Even if we're never more, promise you we'll never go. I can see you don't believe what I said, but I can tell you now, I see it every day. I was thinking maybe I can lay beside you each and every morning. I was hoping maybe I could hold your hand, be the first thing that you see as you wake up, as you wake up. I was thinking maybe I could lay.
The sound of Forces Live.
Forces Live.
This is Forces Radio.
BFBS.
Are you tough enough to hold your own on the circuit in a dramatic endurance race that'll test your driving skills to the limit? Then sign up now for the Pro Kart Enduro 3 Grand Prix. Each four-strong team will throw a Le Mans twin-engined Pro Kart around a track with challenging corners, full-blast straights for 3 hours.
And all the money raised goes to ABF, the Soldiers Charity, which is rather nice.
Join the challenge on Saturday, January the 27th at Anglia Indoor Karting, Ipswich. Sign up for the Enduro 3 Grand Prix now. Search online for Soldiers Charity East Anglia.
This is Forces Radio BFBS.
BFBS. More than one station.
One station.
Local stations from east to west.
In the Falklands, Gibraltar.
Good afternoon, Cyprus.
Across BFG.
From the Dáil, from Brunei to Canada.
At the heart of UK bases.
In Aldershot.
Make Blandford great.
Cross Oxygen.
Right across Northern Ireland.
More choices of playlists.
Specialised playlists from Beats.
Dirt.
Rewind.
Unwind.
Is Forces Radio BFBS.
So much more than one station.
On air.
On UK digital TV.
Online.
And via the app. Where are you going to start?
Now.
Your Forces soundtrack.
This
is BFBS.
I promise that I'll hold you
cold out when we lose our winter coats in the spring. Cause lately I was thinking, I never told you that every time I see you my heart sinks. Cause we lived at the carnival in summer, scared ourselves to death on a ghost train. And just like every Ferris wheel stops turning, we had an expiration date, so I won't say I love you, it's too late. And ooh.
Gavin James and Nervous, the ooh song, because you do feel like going ooh. You can't help yourself, can you? Now, this is our record of the week then. I was telling you yesterday, it's a guy from Canada. It's called Bobby Bazzini. See what you think. C'est la vie.
Somebody gave you a gun. Look just like the sun. Shine so bright when it's blinding light. Now you're just like a fallen angel crying in the rain, yeah. Trying to hold the tears back, oh, but you can't stop the pain. Oh, c'est la vie. Sometimes somebody gave you a gun. You're not the only one. Love can lift you up and bring you down, down, down. Now you're wondering why it hurt. Oh, say sometimes you gotta let things be. You can find
best to give advice, cause I've been hurting, oh, yeah, and I know what it's like.
Bobby Bazzini then. What do you think to that? That is our record of the week and we'll play it again for you tomorrow. Hope you're enjoying it. A little bit different. We thought somebody completely new to the UK, but he is getting quite a lot of airplay. So maybe the next big thing to hit this shore. Must be weird actually coming back the other way because the UK artist always trying to break America. Is that the same for him across the pond, you know? Communards next then. This is Don't Leave Me This Way.
Baby.
the way, I'm going to play that one for our lovely Charlene, because you may have heard today that it was her last day on air. We are going to desperately miss lovely Charlene, who's doing Totally Connected. But you've got Fiona Weir looking after things.
Straight to voicemail.
That made me sound like we don't love Fiona Weir just as much. But of course we do. But, you know, there's some big shoes to fill there, isn't there, with lovely Charlene. We wish her all the best moving to the British Legion. But no doubt we'll be in touch with her because we work very closely with them, of course. Feeder takes you to the news.
Sitting in today, watching traffic buzzing by and faces nosing in.
Digital radio, FM, and satellite TV in the UK.
Online and on air, around the world.
This is Forces Radio.
Forces Radio.